Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? What's going on, everybody out there today, man? Hope everybody having a good day. Staying dry, man, if y'all getting any rain where y'all at. And just having a good day, man. Hope everybody enjoyed their weekend, all that good stuff. Know they had a little racing going on here and there. I know it's HMP. They had the radio at the park. Like a pretty nice crowd. Stuff going on over there. But coming up, man, we got next weekend, man, for Memorial Day, man. We got Alley Cat, man, big event coming up. And let me see. There he go right here. Come on, Mr. Alley Cat.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, JP. I got to make it quick, man. I'm at work, man. Still at work. Shit, this
come on with
got
it.
Me way behind. next Sunday, man, we got May 30th. HMP, May 30th, next Sunday, the lock-in. The race has really have exploded in the last few days. This is a 32-car shootout. A lot of people took a lot of interest in it. I put some information out on it, and it kind of opened up a little bit. It's just about full. You know, we're down to about, I think about 5 cars. Now, 5 spots, I guess, the best thing to say. So it's going real well. Hopefully by the weekend, I have it full. But right now, it's first come, first serve. You know what I'm saying? Send your money in, get your money in. You know, everybody know what it is. If you don't know what it is, find my page, Samuel Welcome. I got a lot of information about it. But anyway, y'all already know we're going to have out them classes, 580-70, and we got this 32-car shootout. And, man, we have got some good grudge racing going on. We got Louisiana going to be in the house. We got Mo Jeezy. We got Travis Santa Cruz and them coming from Street Outlaw. Santa Cruz been locked in today on Facebook. And they bringing another F body. We got Ali them coming. We got L.A. Gangster out of Louisiana coming. We got 2 other cars coming out of Louisiana. We got Dallas coming. Dallas bringing quite a few cars. Brandon Bourne and all of them. Pretty Tony, Lorenzo, they coming. I was just contacted about 30 minutes ago by Peanut. You know, he's supposed to be trying to excuse me, y'all. Organize a bus service. Shit. Man, it's been rough on me today. With these allergies. Yeah, Peanut, he having a bus service coming out of Dallas. So we're going to have more information on that tomorrow and Friday. I'm going to put all the information out there on my page. And if anybody see it, just share it. But right now, man, we got quite a few grudge races. We got K-Dog M Camp going to be on the property. Dion, Lil Bill, they're going to be on the property. We got Undertaker them on the property. Budget Boy, man, it just goes on. All the heavy hitters is going to be there doing battle. They're not going to be there as a show cause. They're going to be in battle. So, I got a lot of information out there on all the grudge races. Oh, man. Oh, shit. The biggest race of the night, in my opinion, is going to be Scrappy and Iron Man. They locked in for a bunch of money. This is going to be a rematch from Evadale. Last year, they locked in again. That's going to be a hell of a race. They're going head up. I appreciate them guys. They're going to put on a hell of a show, man. But we got a lot more going on, too, man. The gates open at 3 o'clock. So please get there early, especially the racers. Get there early so we can get everything situated. Everybody get parked. We're going to try to have a driver's meeting about 6, and we're going to try to start about 7. So please, please come early, because we're going to have a hell of a night, busy night. And we want to try to get started on time so we can get this event started and so we can have a blast and do what we do best, race. So bring the kids, bring the family. It's a family event. We all talk loud. We all have a good time. So come on out. All right, JP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what time the track going hot, sir?
Man, I'm hoping the track will go hot about between 5:30 and 6, hopefully. You know, I'm going to try to do it at the same time as the driver's meet, because only people that really probably need to make a pass is maybe the 580 and the 70 guys, because the 32-car field is off the trailer. So they don't need to make a pass, you know, because HMP is one of them places. It's called the backyard. It's the killing ground. Come ready. Let's get it on. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to cut some of the tension tuning out, you know, so we can get the business in. you know what I'm saying, and you grudge guys, please, please come early. Well, you can make your hit. I'm going to have a little window for testing and tuning, but the window going to be small. So if you plan on grudge and you want to make a hit, however your race is locked in, if it's not off the trailer, get there early. Try to make you a hit. Because we got a lot going on come Sunday night. So
yes, sir.
If anybody have any questions, feel free to call me. Everybody have my number. Or if you can't find it, inbox me. Just inbox me. I don't mind talking. I don't mind arguing either. So whichever one you feel good at, let's get it on. All right,
yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. May 30th. May 30th. Y'all come on out, man. If y'all don't have diapers on y'all cars, man, please. Please, please, man. Get y'all a diaper on y'all car. Man, I know if we can afford to build a race car, put fuel and nitrous in that motherfucker to go to the track, we can surely afford a $100, $150 engine diaper to prevent a lot of downtime at these big events like this, man. So if you haven't got one, man, get one. I'm sure it's going to come a day where it's going to be strictly enforced at all the tracks for these events, because that's what kills a lot of that's what makes a lot of downtime at these big races like that. And also, man, just like Alicat say, Test and Tune going to be a small wonder, so y'all don't get upset if y'all be sitting in line, because the shootouts and everything, I'm sure, is going to take priority with a 32-car field. And with 5.8 and 7.0, man, that's a lot of cars you got to run and try to make happen before the end of the night, so you don't have to split no money. 832-2534, Mr. Undertaker, your mic is open, sir.
Good afternoon, JP, Grudge World. Hey, I just wanted to make a couple of announcements. Back up what Alicat said, the race has exploded in the last couple of days. I got a couple of lock-ins. Also, I'm in the 32-car field as well, so I will be in action all night. And if you can, like he said, get there early. I will have free T-shirts for the kids as long as the supplies last. Now, somewhere in the middle of the evening, the Undertaker Racing Foundation will be giving away $100 cash to some lucky kid. I don't know who it is, because it's just a random thing that I do at most of my races that I participate in. Also, I have to mention one of my new sponsors, and I'm kind of proud to say that, new sponsor, which is Slingshots of Houston. So they will be out and have the slingshots on display. So you guys, for Memorial Weekend, if you want to come ride in style, Slingshots of Houston, get in touch with those guys over there, and they can get you a nice deal for the weekend. But, JP, we'll be in action all night, man, all night long. So with that being said, I'm going to sit back and listen to the show, and I'm getting ready. We ready. We sitting on jack stands. We ready.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Good deal. Good deal. Anybody else got any more announcements or upcoming events or anything y'all want to promote or get out there, man, please press the one button. The floor is open.
Hey, JP, also,
not
to cut you off, I want to make a confirmation on that diaper for the engine. I myself, mm-hmm. I had an experience a couple of days ago. And if it wasn't for that diaper, I don't know what would have happened. We didn't even know that we had a problem until we went to checking. And when we checked, my oil pan had a big old hole in it. Didn't know it. We had to jack the car up, and we pat that bag, and it was full of oil. But it wasn't a drop on the track. So that I'm just confirmation and verification, the bag, the diaper does work.
Yeah, man, it only makes sense to have one. Engine diaper, belly pan, anything to catch that oil from getting under them tires, man. Cause once you're going at a high rate of speed, you put something wet under there, mm-hmm. it's going to be ugly. it's gonna be ugly. So man, you can save, like I say, $100, $150, man. You can save your car and possibly save your life.
Save yourself,
and that's,
yeah.
That's a real cheap insurance policy there. Let's see, 832-9972. Your mic open.
Hey, what's going on, JP? This is Iron Man Racing. I just want to holler at Undertaker.
Hey, what's
man,
going
tell
on?
Him, Undertaker, you see me at the track, Sunday, man? I got $50 to go with that $100, man. So you see me at the track, holler at him. I got a $50 bill for you, baby. For the kids.
Okay, okay. Okay.
So it's my Iron Man Racing,
man.
All right.
Got you. Appreciate it.
That's all I want. All right. All right, JP.
Okay, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To iterate on Al, man. This is not a show. I want to get this understood. It's not a show, but it is to show our youth that it's somebody that cares. So that's just a little motivational thing that I do for the youth. You know what I'm saying? Get them interested in something else besides hanging on the corner.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It definitely is a good cause, man. And if y'all are not familiar with it, man, you do have the Undertaker, what it is, the Racing Foundation page or the Fun Without a Gun
yes,
page.
Sir.
Which one is it, the Undertaker?
Uh-huh. It's both. Both. I have both of them.
Both of them.
Fun Without a Gun. Yes. Fun Without a Gun and the UTR Foundation page. So you can look us up, see what we're doing. And, you know, just trying to be a positive note for our youngsters.
And anybody out there want to donate to the cause, may y'all get with Undertaker. I'm sure he's not going to turn nothing down, whether it's just snacks, drinks for the kids that come. I mean, anything, mm-hmm. man. It all will go towards the cause. And anything. I mean, you know, shit, I've seen him. He feed him. He do all that, you know. So I'm sure you're going to get back to the point where you loading them up and bringing them out with you again once everything get a little more
safe. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're working on that right now, JP, as we speak.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely definitely a good cause, man. Definitely something for the youth. Let's see. We got a 504 number. Let's see. 504-9594. Your mic open. What we got?
Good evening, fellas. What's happening, JP?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
All right, you
That's
got it.
That's a guy from Mississippi.
Hey, man, now you go with that. Hey, I'm Undertaker.
Yes,
you got
sir.
Another 100 for them kids from me.
Okay, appreciate it. Appreciate it. I mean, we're going to be doing some good stuff that night. That's midget racing, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Midget racing, that's for the short people or what?
Say that again, Jake.
I say that's for the short people.
Hey, man, why is that?
Hey, JP,
yeah.
JP, that's
yes,
medium block. That's medium block, medium block.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, we sure appreciate it, man. It's you. Anybody else want to make a donation? Shit, come on. We opening up the phone line. We doing one of these do them shows there. You got doggone fundraisers on TV. Shit.
Why is this, Jay?
Let's see what's
up. What kind of cash app you got over there?
Oh, you got the dollar sign, all capital letters, UTR Foundation. Dollar
right.
sign. All caps, UTR Foundation.
Okay.
And there you go. Anybody want to donate? $, all capital, UTR Foundation. If y'all want to donate to the cause, man. $5,
yeah,
$10, $2. That's right. Let's see, man. Anybody else got anything they want to? Put out there, man. Again, the mic is flow is open. Press the one button. Anybody from coming from 346-4860, your mic open.
Hello?
Yeah, 346-4860, your mic open. Come on.
I'm a this Ferguson spot on trucking, man. I'm a donate two bikes, a boy and a girl bike for the cause. I'm gonna bring a boy and girl. Y'all can do like a little, you know, a little donation. I'm gonna donate a boy and girl bike for the a little boy and girl bikes for the, you know, the kids. I'll bring them to you to the track on the 30th.
Yeah, tenfold. Just ask anybody where Undertaker's at. I have some banners up out there, so you'll be able to find me.
Yeah, I know y'all is. Y'all all right.
Okay. Appreciate
it. Yeah, man. We sure appreciate it, man. Sure appreciate it. That's dogging. Let's see, man. Can we get one more person? See, while we're on the road. Get one more person. Can we get $50? can we get one more person to get $50? They're going to even it out. We at $150 right now. They're going to make it even $200. Shoot. All right, man. Hold on. Might have worked there. 832-8331. Little Bill.
Little Bill got that hot 50.
There we go. See, we got talking.
Dead in performance. Appreciate you, Bill. Appreciate you, Bill.
I got that nifty 50.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm going to get it back from my homeboy in that way when I get through the afternoon. Anyway, well, yeah. You got that.
Hey, Bill, you selling gap insurance now?
Well, you know, I was trying to get with that man. I supposed to get back with him. I'm a calling man. I just want to know if anything bad happened on the other end. Do he get covered? I got to get back with him. I'm a cut him up. So I gotta make sure he's
worth
the kid. No.
Man, Bill. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you, Bill. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bill, you saying you gonna gap this man? That's what you trying to say? Am I hearing you correctly?
No, I was just saying that, Chaz. I'm just riding with God right now. He allowed to get all here. I ain't gonna say that. He like to get on here and talk about all this other stuff. So now I'm just gonna buy some
insurance.
Okay. I'm just put gap on my cars.
I just trying to get you to verify, sir, because the show is recorded for quality assurance. So anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of grudge racing here.
Yeah, I
really
know. I'm trying to avoid that.
We got another hand up. 817-6258, Mr. Jackie, your mic open.
Yeah, how y'all doing today?
We're doing fine, Mr. Jackie. How you been?
Put me down for 100. I'll give 100 to the kids.
All right, Undertaker.
Appreciate you, Mr. Diva.
Mr. Jackie Diva.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
How you doing out there, Mr. Jackie?
All that. Let me say that right quick. All that money that is collected will be given away that night. So, ain't nothing going home. It's all gonna be given away that night to some lucky kid. So.
Yes, sir. And I'm sure if y'all follow Undertaker on Facebook, he used to get a picture with the winners and all that good stuff. So. I'm sure he'll post the happy reactions on their face when you just walking up to him, giving them some money out the blue.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, sir. Y'all go on with the show.
Okay, Mr. Jackie. Just press the one button. Go on mute. Just go on mute. I ain't got to mute your mic just in case you want to come back in. Anybody else, man? Anybody else got anything else? All right, do we got anybody out of town coming in?
I can't, go ahead, Bill. I can't get the money at the track, Undertaker, or do I have cash application?
Yeah. No, you can. Either however you want to do it, Bill. However you want to do it.
Okay. Because it's fun without a gun.
Yeah, fun without a gun. That's what we promote for our youngsters, because it's so quick for them to pick up a gun and do the wrong thing, and it's too late to say, uh-oh.
Show right, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Once you pull the trigger, you can't yeah. release it or pull it back.
Show right.
Yes, sir.
Man, do we got anybody, one person, anybody coming out of town, coming from out of town, looking for a grudge race, and know who you might want a grudge race? We get them on the phone and get you locked in for next weekend. We got people coming from Dallas. We got people coming from Louisiana. I'm sure some of them Louisiana people ain't got no lock-in. Damn. Hello? Can you hear me? I'll take it. I'm on the phone.
Yeah. We're still here. I'm waiting on somebody to press one button.
Hold on. We got one. 832-3549. Your mic open.
JP, what's happening?
Hi, Dre. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, man, it's going magnificent.
Good, man. What you got on your mind, man? You called to lock somebody in or what?
Shit, I'm trying to see who want to lock in. I mean, we on a damn toast, so, and I mean, not to take nothing away from Undertaker, that's a good thing, but hell, it's almost less than a week left to get your ass up there and get it going on, so, you know.
Well, y'all want somebody? Y'all got somebody in mind? Got Dallas cars coming?
Got Louisiana cars
coming?
Look here, man. We got a whole lot of people in mind. Thing about us, we going to wait till we catch them up over at the track. We're not going to sit on these phones and live wrestle with them and all that. I just catch them up over out there that I'm pointing at.
Yes.
That's how we going to do, man. I'm going to point in the direction of the motherfuckers I want.
All right, good deal then. Let's see. Open up this other mic. 713-7887. Your mic open.
Hey, JP, this is Greg. Hey, I just want to let you know they're talking in the group again. I just want to let you know. No, I'll go back on mute.
All right, Nick. 832. What about more Jeezy, Dre? You ain't going to lock Jeezy in?
It's too much complication with little brother right there, man. It's too much, you know. He ain't going to do this. He ain't going to do that. So, you know, I just let that man go on about his business.
Okay. Yes, sir. All right. Let's see, man. Damn, man. Can I get somebody? Anybody? Nobody want to give me a good lock in tonight, man. I want a lock in tonight. I want a good, easy, simple lock in.
Is it Alley
Cat? Let's see.
Is that
a cat?
Hey, JP, I'm going to put this out on the motherfucking, put this out on the air. And I said it last week to, you know, people that's inquiring of it, but I never got a full lethargic answer back. I'm willing to run scrapping and give him the head up clear, meaning that we gonna run head up and we gotta clean. And I'm also wanting to lock the Cutlass in. He gotta give us the head up clear. So that's two races right there that I mean I ain't got no feedback on them yet.
Let's see, man. Mr. Rogers, you on here, man? Press one button, man. Let's see. Oh, here we go. He off the trans break. Hey, dog. Mic open, sir.
We only do one of the races. Scrapper can't get there, but we'll clean with that Cutlass if you want.
Yeah, I will.
Damn, Drake, don't get quiet now.
No.
Yeah, you want it too.
Give me a sec. Give me one,
Okay. Anybody else, man? Anybody else? Should I might accomplish my goal of one lock in tonight, man. Like, cut the show off after that shit. They hit it on the good note.
And we locked in the truck, though, JP. We locked in the truck. But he get the
oh, you want to lock it in at the truck?
Yeah, we can get clean with the killer, though.
Y'all gonna yeah, do it at the truck? You say you want to lock it
Scrappy
in at the truck?
Yeah, Scrappy can't get there, though.
All right, man. I just thought, you know, I want two actions. I don't want to just run one. I like two actions.
Oh, well, I guess we decline both of them. We decline one. We give you one, we decline the other. So if you don't want both, you don't want one or the other, cool. If you want both, we can't do both. We'll give you one, though.
Nah, I ain't going to take one. I got now. I mean, I need some insurance too, K-Dog. Shit.
I'm back on the I ain't no insurance. Shit, y'all
up. You good.
Y'all up. Ain't no insurance. Y'all up. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Anybody else, man? Anybody else want to do a lock-in?
No, I want the etiquette.
What'd you say? You want etiquette?
Oh, shit, I am. I'm still on the thing. Yeah, where etiquette
at? Etiquette, you still on here? Come off mute.
Nah, etiquette tried to get me set up today, man. What happened to you?
Shit, I'm having phone trouble.
Oh, you have phone trouble. Well, you know,
yeah, I'm having
like I told Hillary, shit. Off the trailer, I try that orange and white truck off the trailer. First pair down, I want to be the first pair down the track. We're going to be the first race.
Let me see if I can get them to call the show, because my phone was fucking up earlier, man. I mean, messing up earlier. I'm sorry, y'all.
I like the pressure on me. I like a lot of pressure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You saying that I'm trying to get you fucked up, but you really was being a bully.
I gotta do
my job as a promoter. I gotta do my job as a promoter.
Right. You right. You ain't doing nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Man, look, don't be. Let's see here. Anybody else, man? Anybody else got something they want to get off their chest?
All right. Okay, JP, hold on.
Get something.
Budget Boy, Daryl.
What?
Yeah,
I got a gentleman named Greg on the phone. He got an S10 truck, man. And he may want to boogie with you.
Well, hell, that's like a car.
Greg, he on here.
That's about 1,000 pound difference.
Huh?
I said that about 1,000 pounds difference.
Oh,
yeah, I might do something.
All right, cool. We I don't pick parts to lose, man. I don't pick cars to lose. If you want to race, you can race. If you don't, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like to race, but I just like to race, you know, kind of half-assed where it got a chance.
Well,
I mean,
you got a better chance than me. I haven't been in the driver's seat number twice. I ain't drove the truck number twice. I ain't never drove a race car in my life. Number two times. So I ain't got that much drive. I ain't got that much seat time. And
big tire on either what?
Huh?
Is it gutted out S10? Race truck or?
It's full. It got all my interior roll up windows. Dope panels, with everything you need. You got everything, lights, headlights, tail lights. I don't know, everything works on a truck. Side view mirror.
Yeah. What you got motors? LS, what? Turbo, nitrous?
It's a nitrous setup.
Big, small block in it?
Yeah, I had Bob Ghost motor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is hard for me to say I run till I see something. You know, I don't know what it
that's
is.
Cool.
But, I mean, nah, I just got a heavy truck. I mean, you give me the hit, and I'd try it. I don't even have to see it. Hell, I'd just try it for the hell of it.
Yeah,
little change.
Oh,
hell no. That ain't going to happen. I tell you that.
Oh.
My damn truck way too heavy. And it is insured, tag stickered, and I will head right off town, get up, jump on the beltway with that motherfucker.
Shit, you ain't the only one. I can do the same thing. I'm tagged, insured, title, VIN number,
yeah.
Everything.
I hear you. Yeah, I mean, I always want to race and gamble. I just, without seeing what you got, I don't know nothing about it, you know. And I know one thing, we got an S10 that runs pretty damn good, but it's just a lot lighter than, you know, that old damn 72, kind of heavy.
Kind of heavy.
I mean, 4,000 pounds to me is pretty heavy when you're racing.
Yeah. You right about that.
But, yeah, man, maybe we work something out. I mean, I need to kind of glance at it, you know, before I go, yeah, setting up a race. That shit about your name, if I can.
You got a picture of it, Greg?
Yeah, you got a picture
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, I got a picture. Yeah,
send me a picture.
Yeah.
Well, send it to me. And I'll send it to Dara.
Yeah.
All right. All right, all right.
If you don't mind.
That's cool.
Damn, I might put my shit S10 or car. Hell.
CO2 field kit. What is it? Missing. God damn, I got to buy that. All right. I got to keep that with me. Shit.
See here, man.
Damn,
anybody
I'm
else like
that? Sam, I'm going to have that light ready, too. I'm going to bring it out there.
Oh, you think so? You going to have it ready?
Yeah, I got the motor to get it right now. I'm putting the paint in.
One person that sells them.
Oh, okay.
And it's running now, so I just got to swap it out, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody be wanting to jump on that motherfucker.
Hey, K-Dog.
K-Dog, that's that old dude from down at don't he hang out at Evendale?
Yeah, he's the promoter out there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What's up,
Kat? K-Dog. Oh, there you go.
What's up, Kat?
You have anything that you want to ask Daryl? What's your boy?
I'm trying to see if he still got that issue that going on with Troy, him and Troy.
Hell yeah.
You never got back with him?
Yeah.
I'm still on.
Huh? I ain't
changed my mind. Oh, okay. Well,
shit,
we ain't
changed
out with new.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, hell, I can't wait.
Can't wait.
Well,
thank you, got him something sweet.
Huh? Oh, I don't know about that. I think positive. I'm a positive thinker. I think I'm going to win every damn race. That's the way I think.
Nothing wrong with thinking.
Hell no.
Nothing wrong with thinking.
You can't win if you don't race. I can tell you that shit.
That's true. That's definitely true.
Yeah. That little Geo, that's somebody who wouldn't even gamble the other night. What's wrong? Damn big old small block in that little old fucking 1,300-pound ride. Shit.
It's,
you out there at Evendale the other night?
No, I didn't go. I had my little girl graduation party. I didn't go.
Hey, who's that dude with that damn Mustang that was at San Augustine? Loud. He loud, boy. Talking shit.
Is that orange Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah, we already killed him. We killed him already. It's
just
yeah. I mean, Anthony.
Oh, I tried to get somebody. I couldn't get none.
Yeah, we went on to kill him already. You know, we put him in the bag. Yeah, we got his head in the trunk already.
He bumped them gums. He just ain't going to do much racing.
Oh, they'll race on the street. They'll race on the street now.
Yeah. Nice. But hell, man, up there where they racing, that ain't even a fucking street. That's a fucking rock road, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't go up there.
They race down there. Yeah, I got, I mean, I race street racing the heartbeat, but we got to have some cement, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least
we don't go up there.
Move top, shit. I mean, I can't run on rocks. I mean, if I shit don't want to run rocks,
nine.
They got treads and all my slicks now.
469-4240, your mic open.
All right, Gal, it's up to you. You can stay on if you want, if you need to finish the truck.
Now, nah, hell, I'm trying to get this motor in this old white truck, shit, dude.
Okay.
I'm going to get it going. But, yeah, send me some pictures of that S10 to see if we can't work something out.
All right, that's bad.
All right. We'll holler at y'all.
All right. All right.
Thanks. 469-4240, your mic open.
Oh, hey, what's up, Jay, man? It's Slick, Team Nightmare, man. Got thrown in the queue. I'm just in the bush and listening to you, brother. All right,
Is that
Hoochie Mama?
That's right. That's right. That's right. She
good
on the way. Good, how you doing, Mr. Kent? She definitely on the way, baby.
All right, I'm just checking.
Oh, yeah. Who's at home? Oh, that got to be Big Mouth Dre.
Yes, sir.
To you, Mr. Dre. How you doing, Mr. Dre?
Hey, how you doing, Slicker?
Ain't nothing to it, baby. Same old 6 and 8, baby.
That's all it is. Ain't nothing but. I see a lot of motherfuckers got kind of quiet on these phones the last couple of weeks, because when it's showing 90 and 100% chance of rain, a lot of these motherfuckers like to lock in. It ain't showing no rain from that week, so a lot of these motherfuckers done went quiet. And I'm trying to figure out, that need to be the topic tonight, JP.
What need to be the topic?
Why the so big? Why every time it get closer to the race, motherfuckers go in the bushes and get quiet?
It is a good question, man.
It's a very damn good question. I just need some answers.
We'll see if somebody else might raise their hand or whoever got their mic open, they might can answer that question for us, man. See what they think about it. Why they get quiet.
Because, man, we got quite a few grudge races locked in this time for this race. But we have been doing a lot of backline talking and taking care of business. We really have. We've been calling
all around. Well, I ain't said, Kev, I know you doing your damn job.
I'm just talking about this conversation. I can't indulge in this conversation because we got several races locked in, so I can't indulge in this. I'm going to go on mute.
It's a full house this time. I'm not going to bullshit you.
Okay, well, that's the first time in a long time that Sammy.
Yeah, yeah. It's
first
it's
time in a long
five
time.
Five of them I haven't even put out there yet, you know?
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, yeah, I should retract that statement.
Please do.
Get correct.
Please,
you know?
Please do. I should retract that statement, dude.
There you go.
Hey, JP, now another question. Why are these goddamn close state grudge racers scared to put that motherfucker in the water box off the trailer? Now, I ain't going to retract that one.
You got somebody that you're speaking of?
Hey, Dre.
Man,
let me help him out right
motherfucker.
There. Can I help you right quick, Dre? And
go
you know,
ahead,
you know,
ahead,
I am a off the trailer advocate. I mean, I stand and live and die on that. A lot of gentlemen run their operation a little bit different. They don't feel confident. You know, I'm gonna just say that they don't feel confident. And a lot of cars that I see don't have the consistency. You know, if your car run this way one day and then, you know, you make several changes or some changes, and it's not going to perform the same as it did the first time. So a lot of that has to do with confidence, knowing your car, knowing what it's going to do. You know, so Bushnell, one of the kings are coming off the trailer, you know. And me, him, and a couple of more guys in the Houston area don't mind doing it. I just heard Greg. I like what he said. He wanted to be the first one down the track. You know, that's me. I love that right there. First one down the track. So it has to do with your confidence and what you done spun in your car and all this old good stuff. So a lot of people will. Some will, some won't. Some do and some don't. Okay.
I guess you got a point there. Now you ain't. I guess you ain't say nothing wrong this time. Those were just two questions I had to ask. That's all.
What you're saying, Undertaker, they ain't got their program together, huh?
Saying they don't have their program together. They just choose not to come off that trailer. You know what I mean? If you spend your money.
The question is simply this. What is the purpose of a hit? What is the primary purpose of a man making a hit or testing his car? Whichever the primary purpose of that.
Thing about it is, Slick, I'm going to say this. Let me ask you a question. They give you, two races out of the year, right? All right, check this out. On you got 3 or 4 months to test, get the car set up right, and do all that good stuff. So on race day, you ain't got to be out there testing and tuning, fucking up the downtime at the track and shit with all that testing and tuning shit. You supposed to be ready to go to work.
I can relate to that to a certain extent, but there have been times when your program might work excellent on a specific track. If you go to the next track or go to a different track and experience for some unknown reason, it ain't working. Like it did at the former track. You see what I'm saying? So that's if a man, you know, put a lot of money out there. Damn it, he wanted to make sure he had on his A game, then like his opponent make you sure that they on their A game. You know, I'm not.
And then A motherfucker, if you gonna make a shakedown pass any goddamn way, why wouldn't you test a man for $200 or $300? Why out there make a shakedown pass, take a little gamble, $200 or $300? It ain't gotta be for no big ass money. It ain't gotta be for no. Long as you put a couple of hundred up, maybe $100, maybe $200, you making a shakedown any damn way. Why make one for free when you can probably possibly get something for it?
Well, here was the deal with that, Drake. I mean, it can be done, but every individual is different. Say for yourself, hypothetically, if I get you like that at 9 o'clock, and I'm trying to make a hit to make sure my program, another man tell me, well, let's make this hit for $300. You know, I'm just saying hypothetically. Maybe my pocket ain't ready for that. Maybe I didn't come prepared for that little instrument. Maybe, you know, hey, I came prepared for just that one particular race that I got locked in with you. So, I mean, there's several mitigating factors to that.
Oh, okay. I hear
you. Hey, Slick.
Hey.
The answer that question that you put out there, the primary purpose for the shakedown is to make sure or to check the changes that you made to your car to make sure either it's working or it's not working. Now, once you figure out if it's working or not, then that's a whole nother ballgame.
Right. I go with you on that.
I done seen motherfuckers come to the track and say, hey, man, I just need one shake now.
You give them one shakedown, they go out there and knock the tires off. Well, hell, that's your one shakedown right there. Now you got to get to the business. So, you know, it's got its flaws and flaws and all that shit.
But Dre, just me now. It's just me. And this is how I eliminated wasting your time coming to the track with a lock in. This is me. This is what I did to eliminate all that. If your opponent wants to shake down, let him shake till he can't shake no more. Just lock the pot in, no break clause. Lock the pot in, no break clause. I have fell victim to that myself. I locked it in, and my goddamn steering column broke right in the water box. I had to pay that. But I didn't waste my time sitting there on the lock in. You see what I'm saying? So if your man want to shake, let him shake. Let him shake. Just lock the pot in. Lock the whole pot in. Now, I know he'd rather take his chances going down the track than on a break. You know, so give him a little leeway. Put that rope out there and let him run through the loop.
Yeah.
You ever seen one of them bad dogs
that
in the
makes
yard?
Sense too, though.
You seen that bad dog in the yard? He got that cable on him, and he can only run so far, and he forget he got that cable on him. And snatch his neck off.
And that motherfucker yank his ass back.
So, you know, don't be so keen to jump on a fella because he don't want to run off the trailer. You know, hey, let him shake. You sit back and relax and, you know, put a pinch between your cheek and go, goddamn, and be ready when time comes. That's where you do that. Put a stipulation on the time. Put a stipulation on the time and lock the race in. Lock the whole pot in. At 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, we got to go. Now, between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you can shake till you can't shake no more. But just know at 8 o'clock, you got to go.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Two chance of one, if a man come and say, look here, I want you off the trailer. Two chance of one, in your mind, you feel like you can't make you feel. Are you in a better position to win that race off the trailer? Would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah. I believe so.
Okay. So with him saying that, he doing what he's supposed to do and what he should do if he's trying to win that race. All that go a part of racing. But now the flip side to the script is, what if the opponent say, well, look, yeah, I feel like my best chance of winning if I can at least make me a hit. So it's that stitching one hand, half a dozen in love. You can't fault either one. Both of them trying to win. And both of them going to do what they do, what they should do and what they can to work it to their advantage. Right or wrong.
But that's why I say, you know, give him his leeway, your opponent. If he want to shake, give it to him. Just put a time on it. And lock the pot in. That way both parties are happy.
Right.
832-1718, your mic open.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too, JP Slick. A man ain't going to run out the trailer, or he going to shake down because he feel like that's giving him the better opportunity to win. Ain't no man going to bet his money and go out there and make it bad on himself to win. So, any party is going to do what they feel like they need to do to give themselves the better opportunity to come up with that W. And that's why
absolutely.
I say, yeah, most people want to shake down to make sure everything is working on the car properly and also to obtain a little data to see if I'm able to make a change or not. I don't know what you done done. I don't care what you done done. So I'm going to shake down and see what I can do. Track may be better that day. I pull the track, it may be better. So I might make me a shakedown and see where I can give it a little more here, give it them a little more there, and pat your head off. You know, or I might make me a shakedown and see, well, the tune I come with may be a little too hot. I got to bag it down some. You know, anything. You know, the weather might change real quick. It's too many variables to just want to run off the trailer, y'all say, you know, it goes back to knowing what you're doing. I tend to disagree with that, you know, because you can know what you're doing and still go out there and bump the tires or do whatever, because we all human and we all miss. So again, I just say the person's name won't want to run out of the trailer because they know that it don't give them a good chance to win. And the person that does want to run out the trailer, it's the same thing, just on the other side. They feel like it gives them a better chance to win. I'm done.
Yes, sir. Very valid points on both sides. See here.
JP, so I'm going to ask this right now. Anybody on here want to run off the trailer next weekend?
Yeah, I do.
Slick, shut up, man. You ain't got nothing to
run off the trailer. No. I want to run you off the trailer. I want to run you straight off the trailer.
Hey, man. Listen, man. Go find you somebody else to play with, sir. Please. Does anybody that has a race car would like to run off the trailer that's running in our range? Anybody? Lottie-dottie any goddamn body. Speak up or forever hold your peace.
Greg, you said what's in your range? What's your range?
Anything I want to be in my range.
Well, I mean, you got to tell the folks
hey,
what's
slick,
your range.
Slick, stay out the way, man. Stay out the way, dog. I'm trying to accomplish something. If I can't get it, come then you talk. But hush right now, man.
As a fan,
yeah, I like y'all, goddamn man. Hey, I try y'all ass off the trailer now. Without one of them goddamn cars, hoot your whole all.
Oh,
all
Jay, we got a hand went up. 3-2-3-65-64. You might go.
Somebody jamming too short over there.
Yeah, they over there getting it while they getting this good. Shit.
Hey, y'all, hold on. You know what, Dre? You know what? I tell you what, just soon as my car get ready, I promise you, you have my word on this talk show. You got me off the trailer.
All right, cool. But until then, just be quiet.
Yeah. You got me off the trailer.
All right. Just
you
be quiet right
stick
now,
off.
Though,
you
need
to stick off, Dre.
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
It'd be better to piss off than
slick
on,
slick
JP.
You
know, that's what they used to say, man.
Yeah. Well, you got that part.
Anybody want to come off the trailer with the grudge on a 30th?
No problem coming off the trailer. Never have.
Who was that fuck-ass turbo car?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that old slow-ass turbo car.
Yeah, that slow-ass turbo car need to find him a turbo car.
I know, because you scared as fuck.
I ain't scared of a motherfucking thing. I'm just not going to be no damn fool and run a fucking turbo car with a damn nitrous car. See, that's y'all fucking problem right there. Y'all want to run nitrous car instead of getting your ass up. Well, that's cool. I didn't ask to race you. If I wanted to, I'd have called your name. I didn't say your name, so what the fuck are you talking
for?
Hey,
I just said I race off the trailer. That's all I said.
Well, hold up. You last time I think you beat Flacco. Run Flacco off the trailer.
Man, come on, man.
Well, that's how stupid you are, man.
Why don't you run him? You run him.
What the fuck
you
I need to
run
him for?
You run him. You run him.
We ran him before, too. So what? I already ran him, too.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's good.
All right, then. But you gapped the shit out of him. He gapped up. But you gapped the shit out of him.
Oh, okay.
So why you don't get that man his lick back?
Waiting on you, too.
Oh, okay. Hey, JP, that's another thing for 2021. Turbo cars need to run turbo cars. I'm so sick of these motherfuckers so scared to run one another. They all want to partner up and be friends and shit. I'm so sick of that fucking shit.
Well,
y'all
want to
be
good,
friends,
but...
so y'all...
No, no, that ain't grudge racing. That's friendlying up. That's friendly ass racing. I'm sick of that shit, man.
No, I'm saying there's grudge racing. The turbo car can race a nitrous car just like a turbo car can race a turbo car. A street style car can race a street style pro car. You know?
Yeah.
832-1497. Well, why don't they try each other
for a time? 832-1497. Your mic open. Man, JP, I'm tired of motherfuckers acting doing bear shit until a motherfucker come in and want to do something. Then they back in the fucking woods wiping their ass with a fucking rabbit. What the fuck? How are you going to get on there and talk about somebody, run somebody off the trailer, and as soon as someone says something, he backs off? And then it turns into turbo need to run turbo cars. What the fuck? E.T. is E.T.,
well,
ain't it?
That's what I said, and that's
E.T.
what
is
I
E.T.,
meant.
E.T.,
okay,
yeah,
let me say
exactly.
This here.
E.T. is E.T.
Any night, this
scary
motherfucking car. Cat them weak-ass turbos over there.
Scary
and run
motherfucker.
Turbo.
Scary motherfucker.
I don't even know why.
You
want to
do bear shit
until
you get caught out on your shit, and then you fucking tuck away. You tuck that fucking tail. always
hey,
talking.
I tell you what, you get your motherfucking ass in there driving. We'll try y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
you scary motherfucker.
Bad
yeah.
shit. Since you hollering about
the funny
some
part
bad
is,
shit, you
the funny part is Nick not even going to be in the driver's seat. That's the funnier part. Nick not even going to be in the driver's
seat. I don't
seat.
Get
so
in the driver's seat. Why don't
so
you get
your
motherfucking
now?
Ass in there
what's
and drive? You driving, we'll
you just
run
said,
y'all.
You just said somebody else get in the driver's seat, you try it.
You
well,
get your ass
in
there and drive it, and we'll do it.
Scary
all
motherfucker.
Right, there you go.
Oh, scary motherfucker.
All right, well, yeah. I'll be all that.
I said what I said. E.T. is E.T.
Oh,
get in the fucking paint.
Fuck
you just
said,
you just said how come a grudge racer can't get in the water box? I don't know. You answer your own motherfucking question.
Okay,
then you
well, want to
ask
I
a motherfucker for a race just now for two races. He tells you he's going to give you one, and you don't want to do it. You felt you were going to get there with both of them, but
why,
you don't want to do
fuck,
it.
Hold on. Why the fuck would I take one when I can get two? Stupid ass.
You can't get two because he told you ain't going to get
well,
two.
Then I,
okay,
he
told you he'd give
he
you one.
I ain't
going to
get two. So.
But yeah,
well,
you talking
well,
about grudge racers. But you talking about
you
grudge racers.
Right.
You don't know fucking
but
grudge
racers. I tell you what. Why don't y'all give us the move then, motherfucker? With y'all.
Oh, here we go with this shit. Here
yeah,
we go with this
I
shit.
I bet you bad
yeah.
motherfuckers won't do
yeah.
that.
Yes,
and I
do it off
grudge racer,
but you begging. Grudge racer, but you begging.
Give it a move.
Yeah, grudge racer, but you begging.
Motherfucker,
big ass fucking mountain motor you got. You begging from a little old small block. Big ass mountain
motor,
scared of a little old small block.
Give me the move, that
turbo motherfucker.
Gap y'all motherfucker.
Mouth of the motherfucking south.
Yeah, I know it. I'm
yeah.
the realest motherfucker.
I'm going back on mute. Fuck what you talking about.
I appreciate it. Fuck what you talking about, too.
That's another rule, JP. No clowns in 2021.
Hey, JP, if a motherfucker ain't doing shit, he ain't got no business saying shit either. New rule in 2021.
Man, I ain't right, been on this motherfucking about nine.
Yeah, and you ain't doing shit. You ain't doing
ain't
a fucking thing.
Hey, man, I ain't been on this motherfucking about 9 months. And I get back on here just now. It's the same crime motherfucker talking the same shit. I might as well get back off this motherfucker. I ain't miss shit.
You ain't lying.
I ain't miss a bitch ass thing. Creepy. God damn.
Oh, shit.
Motherfucker, see a cry. Talking about grudge racing. Class racing. 2021.
Who's
class
this?
Racing.
Who's this, Joe? Who is this?
Yeah, that's Joe.
Yeah, you hear that shit, Joe?
Same shit from goddamn 2020. Goddamn April 2020,
well, then
same shit,
well, then they talk about, well, grudge racing dead in Houston. There you go, motherfucker, shit. Motherfucker's too scared, that's why.
It's dead because you clowns ain't doing a motherfucking thing.
We ain't begging.
Yeah, that's why it's dead.
We ain't begging.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't right. too proud to be, motherfucker. If I need something, I'ma ask for it. God damn it, I ain't too proud.
Take your ass to Walmart and get it then. You ain't getting it here.
Matter of fact, I'll go to the academy and get it on y'all motherfucking ass. Now give me the move and let's go.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's that 4,600 mile time.
Let's see. Hey, Undertaker, you still on here? Let's see, Undertaker. Undertaker. Undertaker, Chino say he got $200 for you for the kids. You got another $200 added to you to your stuff there. Also, he sent me a message say he's looking for Mo G. He say Mo G can get the 1-1 from them.
Hey.
If anybody can get Mo on the phone.
Who getting him all
that? Old Chino messaged me, man. He said he can get 1-1 from him. Either yes or no.
God damn.
That's all he want to know, yes or no.
Shit,
1-1. If anybody got Mo G's number, I can get him on or send him a message and let him know.
I'm calling him now, man. I'm calling him now.
And we can go from there. Yes, sir. And if y'all ain't
that Mo G's, man.
Mo G's, man. Chino sent a message, man. He said you can get 1-1 from him.
That Chino go lay on his stomach and flop like a fish.
That was the Mexican son, man. He just said either yes or no, man. I'm just a messenger.
Hey,
Mo.
That motherfucker should feel fucked up about fucking calling a small block motherfucking on 28.
With a small block nitrous motherfucker on 28 with a fucking two mile with 10 turbos. Small, no fuck. What the fuck is racing come to? All these motherfuckers out here racing, he called a small block nitrous. Hey, Mo. <laughs> Yes, Mo, you hear me? Yeah. This is the Greek, man. What's going on? I got a question for you. Hey.
You will race the turbo cars, though, right?
I ain't really into running turbo cars. I really ain't. What about C? I feel like I can stay though. Hey, you know. But as far as rocking in a turbo car, I don't know or whatever, I ain't into that.
No, I'm talking about my car. We already done locked in once. But both of our cars were broke, so we didn't race.
Oh, it's Nick. Oh, yeah, all right.
See?
Y'all see that?
That man's a grudge racer. That man's a real grudge racer. And I give you props, Mo.
He'll lock that weak motherfucker in because it's slow.
Oh, good, bro. Nah, man, ain't nothing like that, man. Hey, just give him a call my
713-4327, your mic open.
Hey, Nick, lock in $1,000 on $3,000 or better. Lock in, Nick. I don't care what Bushnell say. I'm going to put the money up. Lock in $1,000 on $3,000 or better. Out the trailer, in the lanes at 8 o'clock. Let's do it. I ain't trying to hear what Bushnell say. Lock in. And I'll send $1,000 to Alicat right now. Let's lock in.
For when?
In the light, 8 o'clock.
For when?
Alicat race.
Next week. We're in the shootout now.
You weak motherfucker, lock in. That weak-ass Mustang shit. Lock in, chump.
Man, I will race y'all. I've been wanting to race y'all. Ricky knows that.
The man just said lock in. Sis-ass motherfucker. Now lock the fuck in.
I ain't locking in for Alicat race. I already told y'all.
Lock the fuckers in.
Well, you don't want to race y'all. That's what...
Still fucked by no goddamn turbo car. Lock in, clown.
Man, you the clown. You the clown that won't race
lock
the turbo.
Lock your motherfucking ass in. I don't want to hear nothing about lock the fuck in.
Hey, I will race y'all.
Just not lock the fuck in, motherfucker. Stop talking. I'm ready to lock in now.
What, man? What don't you understand? What don't you understand?
I don't get. Listen, motherfucker. Fuck the. Yeah, evidently you don't want to race. You want to run this motherfucking mouth on here.
I don't decline. I didn't decline. No.
Well, hold on. I tell you what.
No.
Hey, you good turbo motherfucker? Lock in.
You got racing motherfucker. You lock in.
Do what? What'd you say?
Yeah.
You shoot out racing motherfucker. He didn't stutter.
Motherfucker, lock in. Yeah, I didn't stutter.
I told y'all we're gonna be in the shootout.
Worry about a goddamn shootout. You worry about some free money.
Oh, shootout.
Lock in for some grudge money.
Yeah, run for your own money, trick. That's what you need to do. Run for your own motherfucking
money. Lock in. You heard what Ricky said? He didn't stutter. Get out the goddamn shootout.
I already told y'all. I'll race y'all, and I've been wanting to race y'all.
Well,
if y'all don't understand that.
Y'all
if y'all don't understand that,
hey,
What time?
All right, y'all keep that energy up.
You need some money. So we need some free money.
I don't need no money.
Get you some of this grudge money.
No money.
Well, come on in, lock in.
Get your ass up, got like a brown man, then, motherfucker.
Yeah, is that what you do? We need some of this hustling money.
Who is that? Bushnell talking?
Don't worry about who it is. It's lock in. Who it is?
Nah, that ain't Bushnell. Who is that?
Don't worry about
it.
It's unknown, motherfucker.
This bold.
Yeah, it don't
it?
Make
this
no difference. Lock your motherfucking ass in.
I'll tell y'all what. After any event, after this event, being that Nick is not going to be in town,
y'all
want to
hear all that.
Any event at H&P, y'all got action. I promise you that. Y'all keep the same energy y'all got. Y'all keep the same energy y'all got after this event, and y'all got action.
That motherfucker don't want to race. He's running his motherfucking mouth out here.
Somebody
else,
but Ricky came on here.
Get your motherfucking ass up there.
Hey, man.
Ricky wanted to. They
want to
talk loud now that Ricky's a loudcat.
Knock your goddamn ass in. You good shootout racing motherfucker, you?
Yeah. Who is it? Just say who it is. Who's talking?
It's Bush.
Don't
worry about who's talking, motherfucker. The money will be up. Lock it in.
Yeah.
Bush is talking.
That ain't Bush now.
Clown ass,
yeah,
motherfucker. I knew these clowns didn't want to do nothing. They just like
y'all got action after this event.
Mouth.
I promise you, y'all got
fuck
action
it,
after this
fuck
event.
Fuck after this event. Do it on this event.
Yeah.
This is my birthday.
Y'all
want to
do
it?
Y'all
want to
do it while Nick's
out
of town?
Y'all motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
I want to
y'all
beat
do that while Nick's out of town
on my birthday.
Y'all good people.
Yeah.
Y'all keep that same energy. Y'all keep it.
Man,
keep
I ain't not even talking to you after this.
Man,
if we all run this weekend, we ain't even talking to your character ass no more by race.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Hold on. Y'all got on here. Y'all sit there with double team and Dre. Sammy, you called out Dre and told Dre to lock in. I called Bushnell on the back line and asked Bushnell what we going to do. Bushnell say, ruler, do what you want to do. I called Nick, lock in. Ain't no wait till tomorrow or wait after that. We going to lock in right now.
We'll do it after this event. We'll do it after this event.
Hold on, Sammy. So you sit there trying to handle Dre, Sammy. You sit there and try to handle Dre because you thought Dre was going to lock in. I'm going to lock in for Bushnell. So let's do it. Fuck the shootout. Fuck all that. Let's do it off the trailer. We can do it goddamn before y'all go in the shootout. And get this shit over with.
I'm already in the shootout.
Hey, listen, man. Hold on. Time out. When is it okay to run for another man's goddamn money instead of running for your own money?
Hey, man. Hey, y'all ain't going to tell me what the fuck to do with my car. Y'all ain't going to tell me what the fuck I'm going to do with my car.
Hey, hold up. Well, you ain't no motherfucking guns racing. You shootout racing motherfucker.
Y'all run y'all's own motherfucking car.
Yeah, you shootout racing motherfucker. You don't need to say shit else to somebody racing no more. You shootout character.
I told. Man,
shut up. I don't
want to
hear a motherfucking thing. You're a shootout character.
Lock in the phone
shootout. Lock in the
phone
shootout.
You're a motherfucking shootout character.
Lock in the phone shootout.
And I'm a, hey, No heart. You ain't got no motherfucking heart. Now I can tell you you ain't got no heart, motherfucker. Let's take that to the heart. He ain't got no motherfucking heart.
Man, y'all some funny motherfuckers, dog. Y'all some funny
motherfuckers. Ain't got no heart.
Lock in for the shootout.
Y'all some funny ass clowns.
You ain't got no motherfucking heart, you heartless motherfucker.
Hell no, he ain't got no heart, Dre. We just told him, man, lock in for the shootout, clown.
He want to run for Alicat money, but don't want to put his own motherfucking money up. Man, get your character ass out of here with that bullshit.
Y'all motherfucker wanted your way, nobody else's way. Y'all ain't trying to grudge, Ray. Y'all ain't trying to grudge, Ray. Y'all ain't trying to grudge, Ray. And I told you Nick was out of town. I told you Nick was out of town.
We the roots of grudge racing, clown.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you heartless motherfuckers.
Yeah. Lock some in after that event. See what happens.
Fuck
bet y'all do the
race.
Look away. Bet y'all do the look away.
Hey, listen, man. I got people coming
everybody,
out there fuck this event right here.
Mind.
Don't nobody want to see nothing after this
in
event.
Own fucking mind.
Yeah, I know. Y'all some legends, too. Y'all some legend shootout racing
who,
motherfuckers. Legend, that's what y'all
they
is.
They got no grudge, gang. What you mean? What they legend at, Drake?
Yeah,
they
shootout racing, man. Let them shootout motherfuckers stay over there, man.
Who the fuck the clowns
here? There was some shootout motherfuckers. I ain't worried about no shootout. They want to run for the goddamn track money, but can't put their own shit up and go to work. Walk. Fuck y'all.
Hey, I got some shooting, man, and some clips to go with it. I'm going to do all the shooting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got three more rounds. I got 30 more rounds to go with.
That's what I figured, Dre. Let the people
going
on, man.
Yeah, they can go on, man. That's all I want. Hey, JP, the mission got accomplished. Them motherfuckers thought they had something, so I was talking shit to me. And no, I had
you
back
ain't
so waiting like a motherfucker.
You ain't shit.
Shut
you
up,
ain't
motherfucker.
Shit.
You ain't got
you
no
ain't
business
shit.
Saying nothing. Shut up.
You
shut
ain't
up.
Shit.
Still talking
and you won't
no
do shit after Memorial Day weekend.
No heart, Drake.
And you won't do shit
no heart,
after Memorial Day weekend.
No
y'all ain't
no
got
heart.
No fucking
heart.
I guess y'all need some of that money back from that little red fucking. I guess y'all need some of that money back from that little red fucking. Yeah.
Well, we ain't worried about little red. We worried about y'all little red ass car. We worried about that red motherfucker y'all got. We
yeah, you can get it after Memorial Day weekend. Y'all can get it. Anytime you want.
We can take it out on y'all motherfucking ass Memorial Day.
Anytime you want.
We ain't never asked you for nothing. We ain't never asked
you anytime
you
want after Memorial Day weekend.
Man, hey, Buzz, now let that man go on, man.
Yeah,
we ain't going nowhere with these character ass motherfuckers on here running.
Take his goddamn
shootout.
Go run for Alicat money, chump.
Yeah, go run for Alicat money. Scared to put your own shit up.
Yeah.
Hey, JP.
You don't know shit about this program.
JP, hit that motherfucking backpedaling noise. You know how motherfuckers be hit it.
Ain't no backpedaling over here. I done told you 10 times.
Hit it, JP. JP,
10 times.
This is for you. Hit it,
936. Hold on, we got another 936-6694. You might go. You might go for. That damn, come on. 936-6694.
Hey, I locked that door again.
What we got here?
Now, who in the hell is this?
Don't worry about this. It's KB. I got a 69 Camaro on the 28, but I'll lock you in next week.
Okay, so we supposed to run a ghost car we don't know shit about. You sound like another character.
He is. You're a grudge racer, ain't
you? That's sad.
He is, right? Hey, look here, man. If I see you at the track and I like your sweet ass, I'm going to try you. But
yeah,
I don't even know the fuck you is, so I'm not locking nothing in off this goddamn.
What's wrong with that man? Yeah. No, he green.
These motherfuckers want to bring ghost cars out the way now.
We don't know you for the man the moon. We don't lock you.
I don't even know who the fuck you is, dude.
Don't want to know neither, Drake. I tell you what, I'll be at the track Sunday if it don't rain. If the track
good.
We'll catch you then.
Yeah,
we'll
get to a motherfucking race then.
Just,
don't come fucking with us.
We
don't know
Drake.
You.
I got him, Drake. We just got off work. We'll catch you Sunday then. We'll race you Sunday if we like what we see. So bring your ass off.
You
should go call ass. You ain't, I bet $100 you ain't going to come HMP Sunday. Win your 300. Fuck on, man. I'll give you 100 white ass, but I'll lock you in for Sunday to track me, old man, you scared motherfucker.
I don't even need 100. I got 100. I got 100. I don't even need 100. Yeah, what I figure.
Fuck the goddamn talk. Y'all motherfuckers talking about raising. You want to know what my car is? I'm telling you, I locked y'all in. I'm on 28.
I bet all out you ain't coming to track. Bring your ass to the track Sunday. You say you come to track Sunday? Let's see. Goddamn. You the one said that? You can ask you all that. You said that. Bring your ass to track Sunday.
Hey, JP, this the second clown you done opened up on this show tonight, man. Stop that shit, man.
Show just to jump over here, don't know what the fuck they doing, man. That's what he sound like.
Hey, JP, that's the second clown you done opened up today, man. Stop that bullshit,
hell yeah,
man.
The second motherfucker, Drake, two in one day, boy. We bet a thousand. We bet a thousand.
Two clowns in one motherfucking day.
One day, man. One show, man. They won't give this motherfucker that goddamn bad. They better than me. Fuck off,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you got one mother. You got one motherfucker. He just talked real rough to the motherfucker. Said lock in. Oh, I'm running in the shootout. Fuck the shootout. Put your own shit up and go get it.
And the sad part, bro, he worried about another motherfucker. Ray Drake. We don't give a damn who he lost no little red. What's wrong with that man?
Man, I don't know. I guess he gonna win every goddamn race. Like
right there, man. Good work.
I guess we gonna win.
And lost against man. Don't keep up with motherfuckers.
That's all
we
had fun, shit. We don't
God
keep
damn,
up with all
man.
That dumb ass shit.
Fucking fun, man. Yeah, so what is
ask him what, hey, ask him what happened when they ran out.
And
candy.
What? Put, why you, what, and when you and when you run around, run him again. We ain't going to stop running. We not going to stop running, man, for life, for never. You know what I'm saying? We're telling these people this shit. For life, we not going to stop running, man. Duck get on there one time tonight, boy. I love it. Man, I ain't been on this motherfucker
hey,
in 6 months. Call
JP.
Me Duck.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because we lost.
Stop these characters from getting on here like that, man. Don't do that. That's
hey, man,
don't
worry about the green ass people, Dre. You know the ass green.
It's open for him.
Trust me, I know the ass green from a
mile
away.
The man, man want to lock you in. They just asking your call out. Shit.
Who answered my
who
call? How you going to answer a call out with a ghost
call? Right yeah, really.
I don't know.
He
sound
about
right
number
like
one.
That,
Drake.
That didn't sound right.
That don't even sound right. That's a nigga you don't know shit about.
I ain't missing on this motherfucking show, man. I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh-wee, man. Say, Lil Bill. Where Lil Bill at? Lil Bill. Lil Bill, you still out now?
He on here.
He must have been went on the other end or something. He probably on the other end.
Yeah,
well, look like this motherfucker.
281-5694. Your mic open.
You better bring some motherfucking money there. That's all I can tell you.
281-5694. Yeah.
JP, I ain't mean to fuck with your show like that. Hold on. Yo.
Let's see. Yes, sir, man. Anybody else, man? Anybody else got anything?
Hey, JP,
else,
and just for the record, JP, just for the record, that motherfucker hollering about we need to get that money back from Lil Red. We going to run Lil Red for life. We married.
Who is Lil Red?
That motherfucking card, Alabama, we done lost to both times this year. We going to run him for life.
Okay.
I bet you don't.
Boy from Mississippi, boy from Alabama.
Wherever he's from, I don't give a shit where he's from. We're going to run that motherfucker for life.
I think they don't.
Damn.
Where's old Michael Dillon at, man? Where's old Michael Dillon at?
Mike Dillon might still be in the hospital. Mike Dillon might still be in the hospital, man.
Okay.
Heard he had to go get stitches upside his head, and he had to get his tootie hole.
Oh yeah, I heard that same thing.
I don't know how many left and rights he got hit with. I heard he got hit with a couple of haymakers, man, and he ain't been right since.
All shoestrings, all sharp objects, everything been moved out of his possession.
Wow.
Man, y'all need to stop this bullshit, man. Y'all some dirty-ass niggas, man.
Hey, man, just saying, man. They say he bet the house, goddamn, and he lost it.
They looking out for his personal well-being, Jay. They moving all sharp objects, shoestring, belts, everything got to be removed.
Even the goddamn spaghetti straps, huh?
All that.
Oh, hey, last I heard, they spotted him in the store buying about 3-4 cases of ramen noodles.
Man, I can't hear y'all talking about Michael Dillon like that. I need to get Mike on the phone, let him talk, let him see if he can defend himself, JP. Get the man on the phone, JP.
I ain't got his number. You get him on the phone. They say eating ramen noodles right now. You on a ramen noodle diet.
Right, let me get him on. He might be eating them.
Hey, what I missed, man? I've been on other lines for about 15 minutes. What I missed?
Oh, that's one of the guys right there. That's one of the guys right there. He was in the photo shoot you had.
Oh, yeah. I just make sure the well-being of Mike was okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get him on the phone. Last we heard, he got doggone he was spotted. The last sighting of him was in the store buying about 3-4 cases of ramen noodles, man.
Mike probably busy tonight.
Hey, he must still be in surgery, JP, because it wrong about 3 times. He might be having that last week surgery, you know, that surgery, the Wednesday surgery special. Aaron Rodgers, you dead ass wrong for doing my homeboy like that, though, dog.
No, Dre. Now, everybody know who I'm with and how I get out, man. I ain't done nothing to that man. I stayed out the way.
Kim Rodgers, that man goddamn is broke now. He eating noodle sandwiches now.
Oh, no. He had another little bag. He had a bag now. He had the bag up. He just got to come down a little bit.
When you trim, motherfucker, you got to have that, you know.
He trimmed down a little bit, though, Dre.
Hey.
He was fat.
Dre, he got to take his losses the same way he give out his wins.
I'm just waiting on that blue car to get up there.
Oh yeah, we're waiting on that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna get balls to the wall that day.
But hey, JP, I was on the line. Now, did y'all get a lock in? What's going on? What else?
They was trying to lock in the Grudge and Nick, and that didn't happen. Somebody else got on here. I don't know who it was trying to lock trade them in for Sunday. And they declined it. They don't know who it is.
Hello?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, whoever missed the show, they just missed it, JP. That's all.
Well, that's cold, man. That is cold, man. I had an emergency call on the other phone. I didn't hang up. I just had an emergency call. I really wanted to chime in 3-way, and I was like, nah, that'd be real rude.
Stay up.
Huh?
Now, that goes to show you right there that It's all right for a motherfucker to run for another motherfucker money, but don't want to put his own money up and get out there and battle for it.
What? What you talking about, Jay? Oh, you talking about Mike?
No. That little Mustang, the turbo-ass Mustang we were just trying to lock in, we were going to, you know, about they in the shootout. That's fine. I understand all that. But when is it okay to just run in the shootout instead of put your own up there and get it on?
Oh. The shootout is off the trailer, no?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But
hold on.
What about after that?
JP didn't call a spade, okay, dog.
What happened? I wasn't here. What he done?
Man, Bushnell and Drake went at that ass. They told him to lock in. They'll run a weak ass turbo car.
They did. But the man said he was running the shootout. They said lock in before the shootout. So I mean, what can I do? The only other thing to do is lock in after the shootout. Or after he get put out the shootout, whichever happened first. So that's another option left on the table now. I don't know if they want to do that.
Hey, K-Dog, now you asking me why Bushnell ain't got no race.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
There it is. That's the race we've been waiting on all year right there. Nick and Bushnell.
Yeah, that's bigger than Miss Graham and Bushnell, yeah. We just saw them movies before. See, that'll be a new movie, yeah.
I guess now that race can happen that me and Ricky ain't friends no more. Because while we were friends, supposedly friends, I kept telling him, let's race Bushnell. And he's like, I ain't going to let that happen. But we're going to do it now.
Uh-oh.
Now that Ricky
Hold up. Fuck all that. Uh-oh. Let's do it next Sunday then. Do it next Sunday, motherfucker.
What's that?
Why's it got to be all this motherfucker shit?
Sunday, Nick.
Hey, for real, Dre, real shit, though. Let's forget about next Sunday. I'm being respectful.
No, I'm not gonna forget about next Sunday because
okay.
I have
a lot of people coming down. We'll straight
all
up.
All right,
the
that's cool.
Because
I'm gonna say this to you, Nick. Don't fuck with us no more by racing you then, since you declined.
Hey, I got something for you, Dre. Don't worry, I just talked to JR since I'm not gonna be at the track. He said he's gonna lock y'all in at the track. So y'all get ready.
Who is JR, man?
There you go.
Just get it ready.
There you go.
Okay.
Lock in right now.
We'll
right
be there
now.
Sunday.
He said he's gonna lock
you
right in. Now, y'all not in no shootout. Y'all is not in no shootout. Y'all haven't sent y'all money yet. Y'all is not in no shootout. Y'all is not in no shootout.
Ricky.
Y'all haven't sent y'all money yet.
Rick.
So lock in now. Lock in
calm
now.
Calm down, Ricky. Calm down.
It ain't no calm down.
Sam, what did I tell you, Sam? What did I tell you when you called me earlier? Obviously, Sam talking on the back line to Ricky.
You ain't seen Sam nothing yet.
I guess.
Huh?
So why even keep talking to both of them?
You don't have to talk to me either, Sammy. You don't have shit to say to me. I'm talking to the owner of the car. So lock in.
Facts are facts, bro.
Damn, y'all haven't got no money in yet. So y'all not in no shootout.
I guess that answers my Travis Santa Cruz deal earlier, too.
Damn, Sam.
That answered my Santa Cruz deal from earlier, too, fam.
I'm disappointed, Sam.
About what?
I'm very disappointed.
About what?
I'm very disappointed.
Man.
Wow.
We got a good female open up this mic. We got unknown caller open. Unknown caller with all these ones. Mic open. Who we got?
Hello, Buzz World. What's up with it, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on? Who we got?
Broken.
This Cyrus, man. I'm
okay,
using another phone
on,
right now. What's happening? How y'all doing?
You call.
All right.
I'm just tapping in, man.
I'm listening to the lock in.
Yeah, go on mute, Cyrus.
Okay.
They got a hell of a situation,
bro.
I want to hear this. Go on mute.
I still am. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold
be quiet,
hold
man.
On.
Let them finish, man.
Hold on. Now back to you, Sam. I got the ball where everybody named the goals on it. And then you had called Nick to got them through the money to get in the shootout. Nick haven't done nothing yet, so Nick is not in the shootout. So why they can't lock in if they not have a ton of money and not in the shootout? And we being real now. You got five spots left from my understanding, Sam. Still got five.
They still got five. Goddamn.
So why we gotta wait till next week? I mean, not a week after to lock in, and they not even in the shootout yet.
Rick, I thought they said the shootout was out the trailer though.
What?
Who's Joe out of Dallas, Rick.
Yeah, you right. 100%. It is off the trailer, but they haven't paid their money yet in the shootout, so they're not in the shootout.
But if they run y'all before the shootout, they can't get in the shootout. So they still limited, right?
Yo, why was you gonna run in the goddamn shootout when you could put your own money up and go out there and go at a man
ass?
I'm talking to Rick.
You're slow ass. Chill out. I'm asking him a question. I personally don't believe that they scared to run for the money. Shit, that's the case. I put up $3,000 for the lock y'all lead. That's the case. I don't think they scared to run for the money. I think they just want to raise
that
more than
point.
One.
That ain't
one
the
pass.
Point. The real point is why come on here fucking with Dre about running when he asked you. When Dre did a call out, why come on here fucking with that man if you not gonna race? That's what I really bought out.
I mean, I understand
yeah.
that's the shitty shit.
Yeah,
if you gonna fuck with him, go ahead and lock him in. But at the same time, it's kind of catch 22. He can either run off the trailer for the grudge race or off the trailer for the shootout. He can't do both in one night.
But hold on, keep your mouth closed. Don't come fucking with that man.
That man made a call out. If you know you can't answer that call out, then just be quiet. That's the whole case. That's why I didn't say shit. Just be real about this shit. Hold on, K-Dog. When Drake got something going on, I don't get involved in it while Drake's talking.
Now, Drake wasn't wrong, though. He did say off the trailer, and nobody wasn't for saying that he wasn't trying to raise him off the trailer.
Hold on. Go ahead. I made a call. Dre and Nick was going back and forth. Then here comes Sammy trying to get in with Dre. No, that's when I come in and say lock in. I wasn't worrying about personnel. Lock in.
Oh, okay.
If you're not going to raise off the trailer, you know you're going to beat the shootout. There shouldn't have been no argument whatsoever.
Rick, here's the problem, though, and I'm gonna say it straight up right now.
Hold on, I'm gonna say something real quick.
I want you to understand something. You have something personal going on now. You have something personal going on now because of the way I handled you. You saying that I handled you in a shitty way, and I was respectful to you.
Rick, one at a time.
Yeah, Rick, hold on. Hold on, Rick. Because my name, because my name. No, 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 no. I'm not holding on. No, you don't got me. You got me on here now. No, 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 no. There ain't no hard feelings. No, listen. There ain't no hard feelings, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. No,
no,
no, no. There's no hard feelings here, but I want you to understand something. I'm going to talk. No, hold on. I'm going to talk. I am going to talk. I am going to talk. That's not what I said. I never said. I never said him. I didn't mean it like that. So. No, listen. You said that I handled you in a bad way. Is what was talked on the back lines last week.
Come on, man.
All
right,
here we go.
Come on, talk.
Come on.
I won't talk. I won't talk. I won't talk.
No,
I'll stay quiet.
I'm just asking one at a time, man. That's all. So
yeah. I'll stay quiet. I'll let Rick talk. I'll let Rick talk. I'll be respectful. I'll let Rick talk. My bad.
No.
Come on, Rick.
Sam, you go first. Rick, he got to respond. Sam, you go first. Rick, respond.
It was some bullshit. Oh. I've been the better man. I was the better man not to say a motherfucking thing about it. It ain't about you handling me. You'll never like handling me. Never. I won't care how you said or what you said. You'll never handle me. I'll tear your motherfucking ass up before you try to handle me. And I don't care how you say it.
Keep it racing.
Y'all didn't tell him
to
keep it racing then.
Well, you didn't let him hear us talk.
We didn't know about that, Rick.
We didn't know about what? We didn't know about what?
They was in the motherfucking group over there hunting. Did y'all say keep the motherfucking racing? Hell no.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Real shit. What are you talking about?
Don't try to set me up now.
No. What are you talking about? Talking about not. I'm so confused right now. I wanted to talk to you, Rick, because apparently I was brought up on a back line last week, and it got explained to everybody last week of what happened at XRP. Rick, you gonna let me talk? Or you gonna keep on, bro?
Only won't talk. Only have shit to say to you. Fuck you.
Can we listen to the man talk, Rick? I'm asking for a favor. Can we listen? Can I listen to the talk? I know he's talking to us, though, Rick. He's talking to us. Let him talk to us. I want to hear it. You might get an understanding out of it. At least try, at least.
There ain't no goddamn understanding. Ain't nobody. Hey, the main man ain't trying to correct the motherfucking thing.
So let me try and explain something. The way things that went down in XRP, I didn't know I was disrespectful to Rick. And it got brought to my attention that Rick got upset with the way that I guess let me not use handled because that got brought out of context just now. The way I asked him if he can't be out in front of the car when a car, after the car does its burnout and you're standing in front of the car at a 100-foot mark and you are taking bets on the sideline instead of putting the car back into the spot where it needs to be, you're worried about taking bets. All I did, I pulled Rick to the side when we got back to the trailer with Nick standing there, and I said, hey, Rick, I talked to him respectfully. I thought it was cool.
You're a goddamn lie. When Nick went down the goddamn track, you pulled me right there on the motherfucking track and said what you said. Now get the shit
no,
together,
didn't.
Man.
No, you didn't. No, I didn't. I said it standing behind the trailer. I know you a goddamn lie at that point. I know exactly where the fuck I was standing. And if you can't understand that if you don't know where we were, then that's your problem. That's your problem right there, Rick. That's your problem right there. No, that's your problem, Rick, because you don't even know where we were standing. Yeah, that is the truth. I ain't got no reason to lie. I put that shit on my father's grave. My dad died when I was fucking 12 years old, bro. I ain't got no reason to fucking lie to nobody. We were standing behind the enclosed trailer after the car got back to the fucking pits. 100%. I put that on my fucking father's grave. We were standing behind a fucking enclosed trailer. Nick was standing there, and I asked you, I said, hey, Rick. I said, hang on. I said, hey, Rick. How do I not? Dude, I've been racing with Nick for 6 years.
Not you. Nick should have came to me. Not you. Who the fuck is you? I would have been talking to the man not to say nothing or not to blow the fuck up like I am now.
You should have talked to me then instead of waiting and just not saying
that
shit.
That ain't your motherfucking operation. That ain't your operation.
You'd ask Nick now. I guarantee it. I have every right to say what I did. And I said it respectfully. I didn't disrespect
you
in no way.
No,
I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't.
This ain't going nowhere. Hold on. Ricky, man. Y'all have this shit on the back line, man. This ain't for Front Street like that, man. This ain't even cool, man. Like, if y'all got differences, what y'all do, man, y'all caught each other on the phone, man.
You knew what was going on.
It don't matter what the fuck I know. They can be respectful, man. This ain't the place for it, though.
You ain't safe either.
That's all I'm saying.
Your ass ain't safe either. Your ass ain't safe either.
Oh, boy. 8-3.
You can't even talk to anybody, man.
God damn, Rico.
832-5400. I'm just
323-6564.
Your mic open.
He can hear himself. That's when
Bulldog. Yeah. Hey, who the hell calling from a California number?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know, Dre.
Damn.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry
Rick
about it.
Calm down, or what? Are you the muted man, Mike?
Huh? Who?
Rick, to calm down, or you muted his mic?
Nah, I'm not gonna mute the man, Mike. I mean, I don't do that.
Oh,
you just,
calm
you know,
down.
I'm just saying, to me, it just don't seem like the place for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just get, you know what I'm saying?
Well, man,
like,
I understand
to be
out, or they got to get it out. Shit, they got to get it out. That's what's wrong now. It's here, there. They talk to each other, get it out of the way. Whether they cool or not, at least it's out in the open. Shit.
Man, look, bro. Tell me. Look, real shit. I'm talking fucking respectfully. I want y'all to understand something. If you were in your car, let me ask this real shit. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. If you were in your car and you knew you had $10,000 on the line, right? And the guy out in front of you that is backing you up is not paying attention to your backup man behind you, and you don't get in your grooves and you knock the tire off. And when it comes to find out that you knocked the tire off, now that ain't what happened. I'll say that. That's not what happened. So that's not part of the case. But would you be upset with the guy out front of the car?
Well, yeah, at that point, I would be upset with the guy in front of the car. But if I'm the – really, to me, the guys who's behind the car is the most important guy for the lineup. Guys.
Correct.
And if the guy in the front is not doing his job, I'm fit to stop the car. Hey, man. Come on, man, and that's it.
I couldn't even get the car to stop because Nick was already making the move in reverse, and Rick wasn't. And I told Rick, I said, man, I respect you 100%. I said, if you want to bet, Rick, I said, man, I get it, bro. I was like, maybe that's what you ought to do is just bet, bro. And I said, we could get somebody else. That way the program stays running smoothly. I was respectful as fuck, dude, but I'm getting made out to look like the fucking bad guy? Like, come on, man. What did I do wrong? Real shit. And I want to hear backlash from everybody. People that hate me, people that like me, I want to hear it because I want to know what I did wrong in that situation.
Can I say something?
Nick, you didn't stay in your motherfucking lane. That's what you need to do.
I hear you, Dre. I don't mean no. I like Ricky to death, man. And it hurt me last week whenever they said that shit was going on.
But it's always a way to do something, Sammy, though. It's always a way. It's the right way.
And that's
way.
Why I waited until I got back to the trailer. You know what I mean? I waited until I got all the way back to the trailer. I pulled Rick off by his side with Nick standing there, and I spoke to Rick. I didn't yell at Rick.
Nah.
I didn't holler at Rick. I spoke to Rick.
Now, I got a question. If y'all were the one that raised, would you have told him anything?
Yes, sir. 100%. 1,000%. That's on my dad's grave. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you have told him at the trailer or at the starting line?
At the trailer, 100%. Because
man,
I don't like
how the starting line, you should have told him there.
What's that?
The incident happened at the starting line, you supposed to, when you come to, when y'all beat each other for Nick check, make his pass, hey, Rick, man, Nick, pay attention, man, you know, woo, woo, woo. And that would have been Nick.
Well, no, so because at that point, I wanted Nick there for that.
Why was it that important for Nick to hear?
What do you mean, why was it that important? Because like they said earlier, Nick does own the car, but at the same time, Nick has my back on anything that I say or feel on that program, and Nick will vouch for that.
I understand that, but if you and if Nick trusts Ricky in the front of his car, he trusts Sam in the back of his car, and y'all know y'all jobs or whatever, Nick's job is to cut that light and make sure the car get down the track.
Correct.
Y'all two supposed to have some kind of communication on that line, say, Ricky, you know, you missed. I wasn't looking. You wasn't looking at me or whatever. Whoop, whoop. That should have been happening on the line. Nick had nothing to do with that.
Right.
Unless Nick feel like he was out of the groove, then y'all bring it, in my opinion. In my opinion.
I can't hear whoever that is. They're breaking up real bad.
Your phone. Your phone breaking
my
up.
My phone still breaking up?
Nah, I hear you.
No, I was just saying, like K-Dog say, Nick's job is to drive. It's really, honestly, that shouldn't have been brought to attention. It's kind of like K-Dog bringing something to my attention that I ain't got nothing to do with. I'm looking at him crazy like a motherfucker. Why the fuck you come to me with that? You handle that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's
I see that, but then
Nick
it sounded like just now. But it sounded like just now that Rick would have been upset if I'd done it at the starting line. Because that's where he said that I'd done it at, and I didn't do that.
Right. I understand what Rick's saying. Nick should have came and told me that. I mean, yeah. I don't think so that's the case. Like K-Dawg said, it should have been handled between y'all two. Should explain to him the importance behind him being in the front of the car. You know what I'm saying? And look,
yeah.
You can't
and,
do it
and
like
I
this.
Explained
this
it to him, but I guess maybe I did it wrong. I don't know. I guess maybe that's my bad. That's
and
my
your
fault.
Your delivery could have been bad. And I'm quite sure Ricky knows the importance of somebody being in front of a car because
yeah,
he
does,
wrong.
and he really does. Because when I told him that, Rick looked right at me and goes, "My bad, Sammy. It won't happen again." And it didn't. It didn't happen again. And I thought that was the end of it because it was all legit, you know. But then I hear last week that all this got brought up last week on a back line. I'm like, God damn, I said, I didn't even know shit happened like that. I was like, I just called Rick 2 weeks ago to tell him to come work on a car, asked him to come work on a carburetor for me. I was going to pay him. And Rick was cool on the phone with me. I was cool with Rick. And then all this got brought up to my attention. I'm just like, what the fuck? Where'd this come from?
You know what y'all need to do, Sammy? Nick, I know you're still on the phone. Ricky, I know you're still on the phone. All you three motherfuckers need to sit down and have a dinner.
I'm there with it.
That shit ain't gonna go nowhere. I know Rick. I know y'all been doing
this. Hey,
I know.
Leave
that
alone,
bro.
It ain't nothing to talk about no more. Leave that alone.
Right. I'm just saying.
Hey, look here, man. Rick over here with us now. Fuck them. Let them stay with that by themselves.
God damn.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. I was trying to kumbaya this motherfucker. I guess not.
Don't kumbaya
your
ass down,
damn
thing.
You stand your ass down for 3 hours, probably in our camp. Stand your ass down.
Leave that alone, bro. You know, hey, when a man make a move, he made that move for a reason. And it probably was more shit built up. It might have been more built up shit than just the little incident that happened the other day. It might have been way more shit than that. So y'all don't know if it's real or none of that. Just stay out of that shit. You over here with us, you do it over here.
I'm standing down. I understand that.
He under your umbrella, Dre.
Well, he ain't got no umbrella. He just over here with some real motherfuckers. That's all that is.
Hey, I'm out,
fellas.
Y'all have a good night, man.
Yeah. Y'all have a good night too, kid.
Yeah, later.
God damn, bro.
Oh man.
Fucking Dre.
Hey, K-Dawg, stop this bullshit, man.
I stood up.
Man, say, K-Dawg, you know you're going to do it in the morning. I'm going to have to hear about this.
I'm going to mute to the race. I'm going to mute to Alley K race. I ain't talking in the morning. The evening is none of that.
Hey, man. Y'all need to stop this shit, boy. Ooh, boy. This had to be one of the most comedy nights you had JP in the wild.
Damn, man.
Man, after my call, like, hey, the man after my, hold up, JP, the man after the call, like, but like Chelsea said, when we go was trying to get the shit locked in, now all of a sudden they in the shootout. Oh, well, why you go speak up to me? I mean, right is wrong, wrong is wrong. Y'all dead ass wrong for that shit. Then you talking to this unknown motherfucker on here.
Who is that unknown ass 936 number? Run their goddamn mouth. Who the fuck is he?
I don't know, Drake.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm going to call it Ricky Lil Draco. He pointed that thing at everybody ass at me. So, I shut up before he pointed that thing at me. I'm scared.
I'm saying, you're not going to hell of me. I don't care who you is. You ain't been hell of me.
He spoke. Hey, I respect it, Ricky. I respect it.
Whoever.
I respect it, Ricky. You're a man. You ain't supposed to let nobody hell of me.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, I respect it.
And I ain't trying to be no bully or badass, something like that. No, I was just trying to be the better man and just, you know, and just defuse the situation by walking off. That's what that's all. But then when you sit there and make it like, you know, like, you know, like, motherfucker, I really don't need you and don't talk to a motherfucker about 2-3 months, man, fuck you. And that's the way I was. Just like with Jimmy shit. I'm not going to sit trapping that bullshit no more. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. That's the way I really felt like that was coming on in that perspective, so I just got out the way, man. And I just saved it myself. That's all I
did. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And don't sit up here and talk about you handle me and all that. You got me fucked up.
Lil Draco.
Hey, Alec. Hey, where Alec? Alec.
Yes, sir.
I hope you got all this shit wrote down for in the morning on the talk show. In the morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, we
ain't got to talk about that shit no more. Never again. So it got handled tonight in the respect that they wanted it handled in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
we ain't got no damn private groups either.
Yeah, we don't do all that old shit. They got private groups of turbo motherfuckers
shit
and all that old kind of shit. No, we don't get on like that, K-Dawg. You know, you one of the motherfuckers on the morning show, too, so you already know ain't no private shit going on around here with that. That's from all the motherfuckers over there with all that private testing and private groups and shit.
Private groups,
man. I done heard it all. Ain't no telling what we talk about in them private motherfuckers either. I'm going to see if I can't go on that private group so I can sneak around and see what they be saying. I'm going to make me a fake page of and I'm going to join that private group and I'm going to go in there and see what they be talking about.
What's your fake name going to be, Dre? What's your fake name going to be?
That's undisclosed, that, bud. That's undisclosed information, Kato. Just know I will be in there to find out what's happening.
May 30th, we got action, man. Everybody get back to the matter at hand. May 30th.
JP. What all that goddamn laughing, man? The hell with you?
713-7887. Your mic open.
Hey, man, my phone went dead, so I missed it. What happened? Who? What? We still at each other's throats or what? Everything handled?
Yeah, I
can. Alligator, where you at? What you
doing? Can I join y'all group, the private group?
Yeah. Oh, man.
What I miss, JP? Was everyone still mad at one another or what?
Alligator.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, why you didn't tell Nick what you told me when I was off the phone?
Oh, oh, he wasn't out here to Nick. Hear. He don't need to hear. He don't, he too weak. He ain't got to rewind. No, so, go back and listen to that motherfucker. It works.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, that was a show. Right. Hey, Nick, we ain't bagging up no damn show for you, Nick. We ain't bagging up no damn show.
Yeah, no, bro. The motherfucker recorded. Go on, listen on it tomorrow. It'll be all right.
Nick, he told me the same thing. Nick, right. I want to make sure you get
I
it, too.
Do,
I got
do
this.
That for you, Dre. I'll do that.
I'll do it for you, Dre.
Oh, shit. Hey, JP.
You got that shit bad.
Somebody said okay.
Goddamn K-Dog got that shit bad.
Yeah, your mic open, sir. Okay, I just want to make an announcement before I go to making a lot of noise. I'm getting ready to hook up. I do want to appreciate all those people that stepped up to for the donations that we're going to be giving out on May 30th for UTR Foundation. I just want to say thank you to all those that did step up and gonna make this thing a success. I'm going back on mute. Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, since you're doing it for them chilling, I'm going to put something in your hand out there, too.
Uh-oh.
I appreciate
it. You can't handle undisclosed amount. We need to know what you're putting up.
Yeah, that way that covers me, Dre. But I
want
you to say you didn't. You know,
yeah.
it will be a grand total, and I will disclose that to everybody. I mean, everybody that went on record, all the way from Jagged Diva to...
Oh.
Chino to midget racing, and it was somebody else. Dead End. So, if you just want to say the amount, Dre, that'd be good.
I'll go and give you a nip of stiff. It ain't no problem. I ain't shit. That ain't nothing.
Okay.
I'm proud of you, Dre.
Appreciate
I'm
it.
Proud of you. Damn, a good ass whooping
do
you good, huh? Damn, I'm proud of you.
I don't know who gave the ass whooping, but I wait. Well, JP, we tried to get a lock in tonight for your show, man. It just didn't go down.
Yeah. 346-4860. Your mic open.
I got one more request, man. Somebody brought it to my attention. I got one more request because he picking on my uncle. I don't like that. That Skibo. Wait, can y'all get Skibo on him? Bloodline, whoever he is.
Alicat.
Alicat, do your job, bad boy.
Yeah, Alicat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skibo on
get up out of there, Alicat. Get up out of there. We need your service. Yeah.
That motherfucker now.
Yeah.
Ask that motherfucker.
I told y'all, when y'all hear him say yeah, it's going to be some bullshit after that.
No.
When he say yeah like that, get ready for the bullshit.
Yeah. He tagged in when he want to say something, when he hear something good. Yeah, we need to tell Steve-O I want to try something off the trailer, man. I like off the trailer, man. That's what I like. I believe in my camp, you know. Hey, off the trailer, man. Anybody want to do something off the trailer, man? I'm not trying to get out of my class. I don't want to race the grudge. So don't try to, Dre, don't try to come here and say, hey.
Hey, he didn't
ask. Man, I wasn't trying to say shit, but are you damn so red in my mind? Who are you said off the trailer?
Nah, I didn't want to try something off the trailer. I want to be the first guy down. You don't have to wait, man. So his track go high. Hey, what? Who was that little navy blue coupe Mustang? Oh, the little bright dude.
talking about Potts.
Yeah, Tracy Potts. That's Tracy Potts.
Tracy. That's Tracy. Tell Tracy. I tried Tracy. I don't care. I tried Tracy. Off the trailer, man. I want something off the trailer. We ain't got to do it for too much. You want to do it about $500,000? I don't care. Something like that. Something light and right.
Hold on, everybody. John John.
Yo.
How you doing, man? I'm looking for Sebo. I just called and he didn't answer, man.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, right here. You ain't calling my phone.
Uh-oh. I'm looking. You ain't calling my phone.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I just called about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, you did. I must have got my ringer down. My bad, brother.
Hey, Sebo.
What's happening?
Hey, I got this little gal.
It's on speaker.
Like
I can't hear. Hold on, I can't hear you.
Can't come to the phone, Kim.
Wait, what'd you say now? I got you. Hey, Cap.
Oh, yeah, Greg on the phone looking for some.
Who?
You know Greg? You can hear me?
Yeah, a little bit. Greg who?
Yeah, he about 7 feet tall.
Greg, what do you drive?
He have an SP truck that he just not bought about a month ago.
On slick.
S10. Yeah. Little Blue was an S10 on slick.
Talk to him, Brad. Oh, nah, it ain't on that caliber. I don't want to be like that, man. I just want something off the trailer. Something like
I don't do no off the trailer. I already got two lock-in races. And my car, I just got it back together. I'm going to be racing. I'll be there that night.
Can I ask something, though, man? Why y'all ain't trying to get those kids off the trailer, man? Y'all niggas scary, man. Y'all know that? Y'all scary people coming off the trailer, man. Y'all don't want
those
off the trailer.
Who's saying coming off the trailer?
Yeah, I said,
I say I ain't trying to come off the trailer. I got two other races, and it's raining down here. When I supposed to go test my car? I ain't street outlaws. I don't go college back street. I work every day.
They got tracks around the world, man.
Okay, well, come take it around the world. Well, I tell you what, how much money you talking about?
Man, we ain't got to do it. Well, it's whatever you want to call, man. You know, since you want to ask about the money.
Okay, I got a couple of races. You want me? I'm gonna make a test pass. I'll make a test pass with you for about $300.
That's cool. That's like, thank you, man. Thank you.
Okay, now you telling me? Can you send me a picture? Because I don't, evidently you know my car, but I don't know yours. Where you from?
You racing my uncle.
Who your uncle?
You got lock in with my uncle.
Who is that?
LC.
Nah, I ain't got no lock in with LC. Are you talking about that little white gray truck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's tell me who you is. Man, I know the truck. You was at the test session with her.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, I'm gonna make a hit before the race, and we can do 2-3, you know, and we can talk. If y'all want to go up, we can go up.
Oh no, I want off the trailer. I want the first pair down the track, man. Shit,
everybody go make the first pair down the track? I hear 2 or 10 other people say the first pair down the track. So 10 cars going down the track together.
We're gonna be the only people racing the first pair down the track. We're gonna get on the Silver Sand right now.
Why are you gonna say, man? I'm not even trying to. This is the thing. I work, and I don't even can't guarantee I'll be there when it opens. But if you want to race me, I'll run. But I don't need all these stipulations. You know, I'll run you. And I'm going to make a test hit. And I'll run you with my test hit. That's off the trailer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what that's.
But I ain't saying I'm going to be the first one down the track.
But see, I got a race at 9. I can't, you know.
I got a race at 8. I got a race at 8 and a race at 9.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, shit, we'll be the first. As soon as you make your test, I'll make my test with you. That's cool.
But we make them together, like you say, for about 200-300. I'm going to be there early. When are they going to start? Let me say, Ellicat, when is they going to start test pass?
About 6.
Okay, we can run then.
That's cool. We run at 6.
Well, what I'm saying, I'm not trying to wait till they say 7 the great start. We can run. When we there, come over there and holler at me. My car there before. But I ain't waiting all night because I need to make a pass with my car.
Oh, no. I don't do that. When I get to the track, I'm unloading. I'm going. My bottle, all I'm doing is fill up a bottle and I'm gone. I don't do all that.
Okay. Well, that'll be cool. I'm gonna try to be there. I'm gonna try to be there early. And when you come, just come holler at me. I ain't got no problem with it. The gray and white truck. Yeah, I run the little truck. We'll just start off say 200 or 300. If y'all want to go up, you know, a little later, I got some partners. They might want to bet. I don't know.
That's cool. What you want? So we locking in what? Just get a specific amount so I can tell, you know, so we'll be on the same page.
Hey, we get at the track. I tell you what, I'll lock it in with you at the track.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because right now, you know, I don't know if y'all getting y'all stuff really together on what we're saying. I'm saying it's not really clear.
Yeah, it's clear.
So,
we making our test hits together. It's clear. It's clear
yeah.
to go.
Yeah, and then we can lock the money. We can lock the pipe. When you come over there and talk to me, we can lock the 300, and then we can book it. But if you want to lock 100 right now on the 3, I do that.
Yeah, I lock in the 3 on 3 on that number. I don't care.
Huh?
I lock in 3 on the number.
Okay, well, we do that at the track. You don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I done had some issues with some guys on paying locks, man. That's why I just don't like to do it.
I'm going to send, Steve, I don't do all that. I'm going to send my money to Alex.
Everybody tell me that. Everybody tell me that.
Yeah,
and I done got sealed too many times.
Yeah, I don't do all that old extra stuff, man. I'm a cool dude. I don't do all that extra stuff, man. If it ain't nothing.
And guess what? No disrespect. All of the dudes I thought was stand-up men and gave them plenty of chances, and they burnt off with my money. And I ain't going to jail behind. I just look at you like that. I don't fool with you no more.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, I'm kind of leery. You know, you get bit a couple of times, you be kind of leery.
Yeah.
Every time something happened to my car, wreck my car, I pay. I pay everybody.
Yeah.
I don't owe nobody.
Yeah.
But people just got a sense, and, you know, it's getting a little old right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. I'm cool with that. We got to understand it. We'll wait till the
track. We
got to
understand it. That's right. Good. That'll be my third race. So me and you, we'll make our test pass, but at least we're going to say when we get to the track, we'll lock 3 and up, you know, whatever. We'll lock 3
okay.
at the track.
Okay.
When you come to me at the track, I'm a man of my words. We'll lock that 3 and we'll make our hit.
All right. That's cool.
And we talking about heads up, broken gas, and
that's it. The track rule.
Yeah. Pro 3. Red light, you lose.
Red light, you lose.
Good, brother.
Mm-hmm. We'll get together at the track. We'll get together at the track.
That'll be good. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm sorry, Kat. I had my phone on mute. I mean, I had my speaker down.
Yeah. It's
yeah. Okay, that's cool, man. I appreciate it, fella.
Okay, Steve, I'm sorry to bother.
Hey, we're going to be bringing another car, too, another street car. They might want to look at it, too, another El Camino, the gold one.
Oh, Jeff?
Yeah.
You
better not show up. So, he'll be there.
Put Jeff on there.
Okay.
Put Jeff on there.
You going to put who?
Jeffrey.
Oh, man. He already on top of it. He said he's going to let Jeffrey stand on your neck.
No.
All right, man.
All right, man.
He needs somebody to push him. Push him.
Exactly.
Okay, fellas.
All right.
I'll see you. Hey, man, what's your name?
Greg. Tall Greg.
Greg, you the tall one. The tall youngster, yeah. Okay, I got you. I know you.
Yeah, you
all right.
You know, it's cool.
I got you.
We're talking
to
get there. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Hey, I'll be there this Sunday if it's open and we can talk then.
If it's open this Sunday, I can't test with you this Sunday because I done switched up and stuff.
I'm just saying, if you come to the track, I wouldn't want to do the race this Sunday. Yeah, come holler at me. And see, I can talk better face to face. That's yeah, cool. I can talk better face-to-face than over a phone.
That's cool. I got you. Stay lit.
Okay, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
713-8359. Your mic open.
Hey, what's going on? As I indicated, twin are going to be in this race with the black car. There's a fan of twin there.
I doubt it. I don't think so. I doubt it. I'm not going to have a long shot shootout, so I'm pretty sure they're not going to be there.
Oh, okay. Okay, then.
Now, they might be there tuning other people's cars. Now, you know, that they might be there working on a couple of customer cars.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Small,
okay.
Black car, I doubt it. All right. God damn.
Yes, sir. Well, fellas. Enjoy y'all tonight. Man, make sure y'all out there May 30th, and then I'll see y'all next week.
My block. You either working or you're slanging cocaine on my block. You had to hustle, cause that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a knot on my block. The hangout was the thing back then. And even when you left out, you came back in. To my block from Holloway, Belfort to Scott. Rerode the flocks, we know the spots. So we the rocks, drank all the blue dots. On your block, you probably bred a fat pad of Tupac. A big pun of B.I., your homeboys from knee-high. And even when it was storming outside, that nigga D-by. That's me, dog, on my block, I ain't had to play the big shot. Niggas knew me back when I was stealing beer from Shamrock. And my nickname was Creepy. If Black Joe could see me, he'd be tripping. And I bet he still try to tease me. My block,
well, everything is everything but cheesy.
My block.